Welcome to episode 125 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. This is Eric Barseski. Alan Olson is on vacation this week, but he's with us.
Woohoo!
He cares more about this than his real job.
Exactly.
He cares about you people.
I care, man. I care.
No good segue. Steve Sicker wins the Deutsche Bank, birding the last two holes. The birding the 18th was almost a given Sunday. So really, he won it by birding the 17th, you could say.
Yeah, the suspense wasn't on 18, certainly. Everybody was taking that hole to task, so that wasn't that big of a deal. But yeah, pretty impressive, and moves up to a number two in the world.
And number one in the FedEx Cup points.
Ooh, big old 909-point lead over Tiger.
And number one in your hearts.
Oh, he's from Wisconsin. Yay!
Yeah, get this. The official world ranking, Tiger Woods, 14.53, number one. Steve Stricker, 6.54 behind Tiger. Phil Mickelson third now, 7.61. A little under twice as much as Phil. It was an exciting tournament. We got to see about one hole of Tiger on live coverage, but some late bogeys did Tiger in. He was on 59 watch for a while, but kind of, you know. 5 under through six holes, got off to a good start, threw in a couple of bogeys, including a three putt that pretty much killed his chances, so. He had to get to 15 under or so, at least, and it ends up at 17 under one. So even that wouldn't have been good enough for Tiger. Finished at 12 under, I think tied for 11th. A lot of people were in this one. Nobody shot themselves out of it, really. Jeff Ogilvie made a late charge. I think Sean O'Hare is the only guy you could say shot himself out of the tournament.
Yeah, on a day where you had a lot of guys going 65, 67, Dustin Johnson threw up a 66. You know, you had Sean O'Hare threw up a 71, and so did Goosen. Jerry Kelly threw up a 70. I mean, the scoring, I mean, there were a lot of guys going low.
Kevin Na shot to even par, but that included a bogey, another bogey, and a double bogey on his round. So, yeah, a lot of guys. Steve Stricker, again, winning with a 67. Duffner shoots a 65, was possibly in a playoff for a while with Scott Replank, a 67. Cabrera, 65. Dustin Johnson, 66. Padraig Harrington could have run away with the tournament, honestly, if he could have not driven the ball like a 10 handicapper there for a while. He got the duck hooks there. Even with a 3-wood off the tee there for a while.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
Still shoots a 68, but that's because he was on a good run before he took a bunch of penalty strokes. Got him back with two birdies on 17 and 18. But Jeff Ogilvie a 66, Furyk a 68. And then you got Sean O'Hare and Retief Goosen, who started the day tied for the lead. They finished four strokes back and shot only even par, so 71.
Yeah, that was pretty surprising to see those two guys shoot poorly compared to everybody else, but yeah, it's just a fun tournament to watch. I mean, they set the course up to let these guys go out and dismantle it and score low, and you got to see the leaderboard change quite often. So, I mean, every hole the leaderboard changed, and it was very entertaining.
Yeah, our second story of the week, the captain's picks. Greg Norman, perhaps showing a little Aussie love to his completely sucky Adam Scott this year, chooses Adam Scott to fill out his team along with Yo Ishikawa, the 17-year-old from Japan. I'm not quite sure what the heck Greg Norman's thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising. Ishikawa's maybe... He's not that surprising. I mean, he is playing well, as far as that goes.
He just won his fifth, I think, Japanese tour
event. So either the Japanese tour is not good or he's that good. And, you know, he could be that good. He's just 17. Adam Scott, though, is... Seriously? I mean...
Where is he in the world now? I mean, he's way down there in the world now. I'll look that up while you keep talking.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Scott, I mean, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, has Norman not watched Adam Scott play golf all year? I mean,
he's not even the top-ranked Scott. Scott Replank is 48.
Nice. It's just, no, he's nowhere near. I mean, Adam Scott.
He's 53rd in the world.
What was that?
53rd.
Nice. I mean, this is a guy that used to be top 10 and was, you know, one of the hot rising young stars and taking over Tiger and whatever. I mean,
Tong Chai Jai D is 52nd in the world. He's from Thailand. He would qualify.
Very nice.
Not sure why you wouldn't pick him. Let's see some other people. Shingo Katayama, 50th. Jeev Milka Singh, 45th.
Yeah, this one's very surprising. It's certainly some... love for the home country, and that's really about it. Because if he's seen him play this year, he's going to shoot himself in the foot from making that pick.
That's right. He only has to play one round singles, so
yeah,
we'll see. Tiger, Fred Couples picks Lucas Glover and Hunter Mahan. Kind of a foregone conclusion. Everybody knew that.
Yeah, that's certainly not surprising.
We'll be back with our beating balls segment. Quick prediction though, before we leave. USA or international team? I think with the captain's picks, it's swung to the US.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's two very, very strong captain's picks, along with a very strong team to begin with. And yeah, more experience and better players.
We'll be back with Meeting Balls after this.
On a scorecard, all shots are created equal.
A stroke is a stroke.
And from the first tee to the 18th green,
there's only one piece of equipment
I use for every one of them.
My golf ball.
And in a game where just one shot can decide a championship,
the ball you play
makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
And that's why there's only one ball I'd ever play.
That's why there's only one ball
I'd ever play.
Performance counts. Quality counts. Every shot counts. Titleist, the number one ball in golf.
Leading off our beating ball segment this week, a classic has come back. Okay, that's just a horrible segue into it, but the LPGA's Far Classic is going to stick around for another year. This is one of the tournaments that was more or less on its way out, and thankfully they are going to come back and do it for another year. It's certainly one of the marquee events. It's going to have a smaller purse, though, for next year, so a little less coin.
Yeah, they can deal with that, and all the women said that they would be perfectly willing to play. They'd rather play a tournament for a smaller purse than not play a tournament at all. And I'm excited because this is the one that's close to me, and I can get out there and watch it and take my 6-year-old kid, who will be 7 next year. So I'm excited. Plus, I can't see Owens Corning canceling the tournament so long as Paula Creamer is still a reasonably good golfer.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. No, it's good to see this one. I mean this tournament's been around for quite a long time, and it's good news certainly for the LPGA, considering they possibly are going to be losing Sybase. Adios. They had a 3-year contract with the Upper Montclair Country Club, and they are leaving New Jersey. And 2010, they don't know what they're going to do.
It's nice.
So I think that puts the total number of LPGA tournaments next year to 6.
Right. Give or take.
Yeah. So I don't know. Bivens is gone, so you can't really blame her.
Well, she didn't exactly sow great seeds to continue these kinds of things on. And I'm sure it's been tough for Marty Evans and the current temporary LPGA staff to mend all the wounds that that Cameron Bivens created just yet. But we'll see. They've left the course. They haven't necessarily canceled the tournament. So there's still a chance maybe they find another course, I guess. So.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it'd be nice if they continues.
All it takes to throw an LPGA tournament is some gallery rope. Pretty much any country club will do.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's pretty much about it. So hopefully they're able to find something, and we can maybe get to double digits for tournaments next year. Anyway, yeah, congratulations to Annika and her husband, the birth of their daughter, Ava Madeline, which is a nice name. Although, do you really want to trust the voting public and have an online poll as to what your kid...
Yeah, she went like American Idol style with the naming of her kid.
That's a little weird. I don't know. I guess Apple was taken, so you can't go with that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pick a name. Go with it. Who cares what the public thinks?
And people say Annika's bland and boring and non-creative. She can't even pick a name for her own kid. I don't know what they're talking about.
Bizarre. Whatever.
Someone who has a name, Suzanne Pettersen, someone who choked last week and gave away a tournament to MJ Hoover, did not choke this week. She kept doing her shit, I think, was the text message she received from Tiger Woods, because she had a 5-stroke lead after the third round or second round or however many rounds they play these days. And he sent her a text message that said, basically, keep doing your shit. She kept doing her shit and won easily.
Yeah. Does he have, like, every LPGA and PGA member on his cell phone or something? Just
no, I think she's Swedish, and they met at some Nike event, so they got along okay. She's going to be off his speed dial list, though, because I'm pretty sure Tiger doesn't want people disclosing that he said, keep doing your shit, or whatever. She could have just said, I got a nice text message from Tiger that said, just keep it up, She could have played it cool, but instead she had to,
Yeah, she probably won't be getting too many text messages in the future from Tiger, but nonetheless, she won, she didn't collapse, and kudos to her for another victory.
Yeah, her first on the LPGA Tour in almost 2 years. Not the greatest Solheim Cup for her, so there you go. Good for her.
Good for her.
Yippee.
Made some more coin.
That does it for episode 125 of the Golf Talk Podcast. For links to everything we talked about, check the show notes out online. click your mouse over the underlined colored text there. It'll work. It's the magic of the internet. You can read more about what we talked about this week. For Alan Olson, this is Eric Brzeski saying we'll keep doing our shit next week.
No text messages, please.